Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tusk Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, globally on WMFO.org. We're going to pause for just a moment for station identification. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, in Medford.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And a pleasant good morning to you wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is hour number two of the Shukri Wright Show at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tufts Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be. However you may be listening, thank you for making the show part of your Wednesday morning. And for those of you that are listening or are going to be listening to this on demand on the Shukri Wright podcast and iHeartRadio, thank you for listening to the show as well. As it has been an eventful morning so far, a heavy one at that, especially with the way how the show started. But I'm happy to be back from vacation, back to doing what I love, back to the drawing board, if you will. And I was doing some thinking while we were on break, in which I said, you know, one thing I definitely want to be able to get back to doing again in very short order is being able to like do like fill-in shows, hopefully on the weekend or whatnot, when I'm not busy during the week with work. Because the one thing I admittedly do miss is being able to, you know, like fill in whenever I can and being able to like continue to get practice and work on my craft and get better at what I do. But I miss that. Sometimes you need to get away for a bit. And you need to, you know, reset your mind, reset your heart and everything like that you have been, you know, bogged down with over the course of an extended period of time. So last week, as many of you know, I was away on vacation. I was out of town. I was out of New England entirely. Had a phenomenal time spending it with my mother, family, and my closest friends who I had the chance to spend time with while I was away. And something did occur to me while I was gone as it pertained to the city of Philadelphia. Because a lot of you know that I was also in Philly on Super Bowl Sunday, but which now, by the way, is about a week and a half ago now. And while I was down there, and I said this even before I left, that I said, I want to really get a full sense of the city, win or lose. When I want to see the city absolutely go berserk. Lose, I want to see how does Philadelphia respond to the Eagles losing the Super Bowl. Well, unfortunately, I found out my answer in terms of what the city was like when they lost, the Eagles lost Super Bowl 57 to the Kansas City Chiefs. After leading the game 24-14, it seemed like that this was the game for the taking for the Eagles. They were rolling offensively, and things were just seemingly going their way until it wasn't. We all remember what happened. There's no need for me to go into detail over what happened in the game, the second half, and blah, blah, blah. We all know. But the point is this. I talked about this because I wanted to see Philadelphia in a limelight apart from what the people have said. Oh, be careful going to Philly. The city may burn itself to the ground. Of course. There are a lot of people who have turned around and said that. So I'm like, look, it's a gross exaggeration, if you will. So the Eagles lost Sunday night. And people were now all wondering, okay, what was it like? I mean, people were like depressed, sad. And I mean that to the extreme. They were sad, angry. Like there was, from what I remember, there was only one instance of misbehaving from the fans after the game. I think there was only one. That was it. But it really is the truth, because I remember, like after the game, I was watching the post game like news coverage from 6ABC. That's the ABC affiliate in Philadelphia, and there were people like, there were reporters all over the city, different parts of the city. There was one that was right by Center City, Philadelphia. There was another one that was in a different part of South Philly. There was another part that was, I think it was a little closer to the sports complex in South Philadelphia. And all of them had a common theme, and it was the people just dispersed pretty quickly. And by that point, I told my close high school buddy, who I consider to be like an extended family, I said, listen, you can wait for a bit because I have no idea what the traffic is going to be like. But if they won, you weren't leaving for a good 3-4 hours. There's no way. You weren't getting around the city at that point. But they didn't. They didn't win. But his mood was a sad mood. It was like as if the city of Philadelphia was in a state of mourning. It really was. Like now, the morning after, I'll never forget this. Last week, Monday. I'm down in Philly. I wake up. I tune into Sports Radio 94 WIP Philadelphia just to get the pulse of the fans in the city. And when I tell you, people were like, I mean, literally depressed and sad and angry. I mean that literally. I'm not just saying, oh, they were just sad. They were just like, no. I think the best way for me to really put it this way is you had to have actually been there to really understand why I'm saying this in a way in which that no. I'm not exaggerating at all. Video clips don't even do justice. Like walking around Philly and going for walks in Philly on Monday, Tuesday, I was in the city for the day. But Monday, Wednesday, like the mood was just down. Like my best friend, Alana, she's from Northeast Philly, lifelong Eagles fan. I spoke to her on Monday. And it's a conversation that I'll never forget. And she said, I caught the temperature of how she was feeling. She was pissed. Like, literally angry. And I had her listening to the afternoon show on 97.5 The Fanatic. The best show ever. It's also simulcast on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Like, even sports talk radio hosts were just not in the mood. Nobody was in a good mood. So when I tell you that, I can't remember a time in which that I saw a sports city and region as a whole in collective mourning the way that Philadelphia was after losing Super Bowl 57. I can't remember. And I also would add to that in which I have been here now 6 years. I've been living in Boston 6 years. I've seen championships won in this region. I've seen championships lost. I saw the Patriots lose to the Eagles Super Bowl 52. I saw the Bruins lose to the St. Louis Blues in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals here in Boston. I have to be honest to say that I think those paled in comparison to what I saw in Philly. I'm very serious. I know to you, the people that are listening locally, it may be a collective like, wait, what? Like, what are you talking? Like, no. I'm telling you. So to give you even further more context to what I'm saying, you want to go ahead and ask people in Philadelphia, hey, how are you doing today? And if they're giving you a delayed answer or their body language is rather slumped and just downtrodden, that was the mood. That was the mood. I wish I could turn around and say, well, I'm just exaggerating. I'm just adding a little extra pepper. It's like, no. Like, my own mother was pissed. That's how I knew how bad it was. When my own mother, who roots for the Eagles, when she's pissed, and she's pissed. She was pissed. Like, she was asking me how in the world did they blow the game. That's how I genuinely knew this was bad. That even in my own home, in her own home, she was pissed. And fans across the city were pissed. The mood in Philadelphia all last week was just depressing. Like, it was so depressing. It was so bad that at one point I literally said, I got to get out of Philadelphia for a day. I got to. Because it was beginning to affect me. And I'm not even an Eagles fan. Like, you know the old saying, misery loves company? That was Philadelphia last week. Misery loved company. And I didn't want to be part of the misery. Although I had to deal with it, unfortunately, from people that are very much near and dear to me. And I had to get away. I said, nah, I got to go to New York. I got to go out to Jersey. This is crazy. But it was bad. I mean, when local newscasters are all sad and depressed and just not in the mood, I'm telling you, it's not a good experience. Like, I was watching CBS Philly last Monday. It was the day after the Super Bowl. The mood, just dead. Just absolutely just dead. And then I was watching 6ABC. What was the mood like? Dead. It was bad. Like, if you were a person that was very emo-ish, I mean, maybe it did, maybe it didn't bother you. But if you were a person that's typically upbeat, but you found yourself just bogged down with negative emotions by the day's end or by the end of last week, I don't blame you. The energy was just sucked right out. I mean, because going into the game, even on Super Bowl Sunday, the feeling in Philadelphia was electric. It was. Just walking around, going for a walk before the game, before my bro John came down from Jersey, just outside of Philadelphia, to watch the game with me. It was electric. It was exciting. People walk around in Eagles jerseys. Like, wherever you looked. Jersey, and then as well as the buses with the gold Eagle signs and everything. It was all over the city, all over the region. But by the time the game ended, and all of last week, all that excitement and buzz was sucked out of the city like a... It was almost like a... They were sucked out like in a vacuum. It was almost like someone brought an imaginary vacuum and said, excitement, happiness, buzz, come on in. Like, it was just gone. Completely gone. Number to call is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. As we are going to take another break, it is now 10:16 here in the Boston area, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Coming up next, what is one reason why it is going to be critical for a local team to preserve its star in hopes for a championship. I want to tell you exactly who and what that is on the other side of this music break. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Us Reform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. As I'm here with you for another, a little more than a half hour from now, up until 11 o'clock Eastern. And then, after my show concludes, it is another edition, a very exciting edition, I'm pretty sure it will be, of the one show that I've grown to really like as of late. It is called Dance Music Express. That's from 11 a.m. to noon. That's right after this show concludes at 11 a.m. right here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So the number to call is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. Now, there is a team locally in which that I think it is going to be really important to practice this as we move forward with the second half of the regular season. Well, I should say the unofficial second half, because the Boston Celtics have already played 59 games. They're 42-17, best record in the NBA. They need to do something to preserve the minutes of Jason Tatum. They need to do something to preserve Jason Tatum. And I mean preserve minutes. And what I mean by that is to cut back his minutes a bit. And I know it sounds crazy. It sounds crazy. And I know those of you that are listening are like, what the hell do you mean? Like, what do you mean, like, save his minutes? There's a reason why I'm saying that. Follow me. There's a reason why I'm a big believer in burnout. Burnout is very real. And when you're a professional athlete, you are, yes, you are trained on a higher level of fitness and conditioning that very few others will be able to understand. And Jason Tatum, I know he's 24 years old, soon to be 25, but it is a well-known fact that Jason Tatum this season has carried a very heavy workload in terms of his minutes per game. And it's awesome, but to an extent. You have to begin to think about how is he going to feel come the postseason, where he is going to be needed. He is going to be needed in terms of production and ensuring that fatigue isn't an issue. And I think that it is going to be so important moving forward, because at this moment in time, the Celtics have truly no excuse as to why Championship 18 cannot be theirs come June. The path is there in the East. Their biggest test is the Milwaukee Bucks. And a healthy and rested, and I don't, when I say rested, I don't mean taking weeks off. No, but I mean rested in the sense that his energy is there come the end of the regular season. Because when the playoffs begin, that's where the real season begins for the Boston Celtics. And I said what I said. Because at this point, one of their biggest priorities is, yes, to secure the number one seed in the East and as well as the NBA. Because if they do that, they'll have home court advantage no matter the series that they play in. As far as they're in the NBA playoffs, that is including the first round, second round, especially the Eastern Conference Finals and the NBA Finals. Whether you need home court advantage or not, that's a different conversation for another time. But it certainly helps. Make no mistake about that. Also, I would even also go as far as to say the following. A bogged down Jason Tatum does nobody any good. Jason Tatum is a very prideful athlete, and as all pro athletes are, you don't get to a certain level of success without having a certain level of ego and pride. It's there. Some more outward than others. Some are more internal about it. Some more outward about it. When you watch Jason Tatum, you don't get the sense that he's a pompous, arrogant individual. No. Does he have pride? Absolutely. And that's not a bad thing. But his pride would tell him, you know what? I can play tonight. I'm playing tonight. Let's go. No, I want to play the entire game. No, I don't need rest. Let's go. But no, it doesn't do the team any sort of good. If you leave him to his own devices, this is going to be problematic for the Celtics, especially as you begin to move towards the playoffs and wish that a fully healthy and rejuvenated Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown is going to be one of the big keys to the Celtics winning an NBA championship this June. Because let's face it, let's face the fact that the Celtics right now, they are 100% expected to get back to the NBA Finals. I actually have that expectation myself. I expect that by the time we get to late May, they're playing in the Eastern Conference Finals, getting ready to punch a ticket to the NBA Finals just as they did last May. I expect them to be playing Game 1 of the NBA Finals at TD Garden in the beginning of June. That I 100% expect. And every Celtics fan expects that. But it cannot happen if Jason Tatum is bogged down and he's tired. That is real. Because by the time we got to the finals last year, you could tell that fatigue was a problem for Jason Tatum. But it wasn't the only reason why the Celtics lost the NBA Finals. It wasn't. But you can make that argument and make that case that Jason Tatum being worn down did not help matters and the cause for the Boston Celtics. That's why the Celtics need, and I cannot emphasize this enough, they need to do a proactive job this final 23 games remaining in the regular season. Preserve Jason Tatum. Cut down his minutes. Like, I hate to be that guy, but Jason Tatum needs to be protected from Jason Tatum because his pride won't allow him to take a couple steps back and realizing that, hey, you know what? The goal isn't the regular season. The regular season is like, okay, it's there because it's a necessary evil. What really matters is when we have tip-off for game one of the first round NBA playoff series, whoever it may be against, we need you rested, we need you ready. And I'm particularly singling out Jason Tatum here for a reason. Because he's averaging the most minutes out of any player on the Celtics right now. And I think it's fair to say that he's, I believe, top five in terms of minutes played per game in the NBA. He's top five in the NBA, if not leading the NBA in that regard. It's scary. It's scary because I don't want to get to late March or early April and he's exhausted. That does absolutely nobody any good whatsoever. The phone line to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. Coming up next, we're going to talk about something that caught my eye over the weekend, and I talked about it briefly in a video that I posted on Sunday. And now, I believe that where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm talking about and who it does pertain to on the other side of the break. This is Shukru Reitz. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app globally, WMFO.org.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him. But I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Give me that sunshine, sunshine. Give me them good times, nothing but good vibes. Give me that sunshine, sunshine. Every day is a new beginning, every day is a gift to hold up high. Everyone has a way to carry, everyone has a soul, so let it shine. Don't worry about the clouds, 'cause when the skies come out, give me that sunshine, sunshine. Give me them good times. Nothing but give me that sunshine, sunshine. Give me them good times. Nothing but good vibes. Give me that sunshine. Bring on the summertime.
Summertime. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Free Farm Radio, show me nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Number to call is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. In which there have been some reports flowing around in regards to what the Boston Bruins may or may not be up to, especially with the trade deadline that's coming up in a couple of weeks. And I am one of those that are in the belief that something is 100% brewing. And I don't know why, but I just have this feeling. And it's only a matter of time before some big news breaks. I'm serious. Like, I'm at that point now where it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And it baffles me that there are a lot of Bruin fans that are out there, and I've seen a lot of this on Bruin's Twitter over the last few days, especially since I came back, in which that there has been a growing belief within hockey circles, and I've heard this a lot from the people that I follow and the people whose insight that I actually trust on this matter, that it just seems as if that the Bruins are really zeroing on Vladislav Gavrikov of the Columbus Blue Jackets, and that something's cooking. What exactly? I don't know. But I tweeted this out last night by the way, if you're not following me on Twitter, and this is for my radio audience, as this following segment is simulcast on Twitter Live right now. But for my radio audience, if you're not following me on Twitter, follow me at Shukri Writes, at SHUKRIWRIGHTS. I tweeted this out last night, I want to paraphrase what I tweeted. Where the smoke, there's fire. And I'm personally of the belief that the Bruins are in on Gavrikov. But there is one major problem, and it's a real problem that the Bruins are facing right now. Salary cap. That's the problem that they have. They're so up against it that they're in a position where they have to free up space somehow, some way. How are they going to do it? I don't know. But that's something that Don Sweeney is going to have to figure out over the next, I don't know how long, because I am of the belief that the Bruins are in on Gavrikov. I am of the belief that also the Blue Jackets, they want to do business with the Bruins. But I'm also of the understanding from what I've been told and what I've heard is that they will not hesitate to move off of making a potential deal with the Bruins if a team comes up with a better package and a better offer than the Bruins. It wouldn't surprise me. But with the latest that I've seen this morning in regards to the Bruins and Gavrikov, it is a matter of if and when. Because typically, you would hear, oh, it's not a matter of if, but when, but it is a matter of if. It's not if they want him. The finances are a legitimate concern and a problem right now. How do the Bruins clear off the books in order to make a deal? I mean, there are people, including myself, that say, well, why not include Mike Riley, who's buried down in Providence, who's got a $3.1 million cap hit, why not include him in the trade package? But I also do understand that the asking price for Gavrikov is steep. It would not surprise me in any shape of the imagination if this deal fell through. It wouldn't surprise me. Here's my reason why. I'm not normally one for hot takes. That's not my style, but this is one here. Because the Blue Jackets know they are in a position of advantage. They're just looking to move Gavrikov. They know at this point you have to move Gavrikov. You've held him out of games for trade-related reasons. The longer he doesn't play, the more I think, in my opinion, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, that they're going to have to play Gavrikov at some point. So they are looking to move him as soon as possible. But the Bruins are truly, and I mean this, they're truly in a place right now that even if they do get Gavrikov or not, they have some major decisions that they're going to have to make. Because the one thing that I have said, and I've been very adamant about this, They need a number seven defenseman. They're not, and no, ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to bring up Mike Riley because of his salary. That's not going to happen. He's buried out in the minors for that very reason. Not because of lack of production, but because once, especially this was before Jake DeBrus' injury, but, and I'm saying this in lieu of Jake DeBrus coming back from LTIR. Now with DeBrus back, they have to clear money off the books. They have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And the two guys, in my opinion, that are on top of that list of players who could very possibly be moved by the Bruins, Mike Riley and Craig Smith. Those two. And this is strictly because of money, not because of anything else. Not because of lack of production, although Craig Smith has had a very tough year offensively. Make no two bones about that. He struggled this year offensively. But what I will say, financially, because Craig Smith's deal also carries a significant like cap hit as well. 3.1. It's the same amount as Mike Riley. So combined, $6.2 million against the cap. So I'm pretty sure that the Bruins are going to be looking to move both Smith and Riley elsewhere. That would create $6.2 million. But a $6.2 million of cap space, that's a big what? That's a lot of what ifs right now. It really is. I mean, my goodness. And according to Spotrac, yeah, it's a 3.1. Yeah, it's 3.1 a million. And like for this year, what he's making for base salary, Craig Smith, 4.3 mil. The cap hit is 3.1 million. So I was correct. But the Bruins, they are all in on Gavrikov right now. I personally have been clamoring for the Bruins to go out and get a Vancouver Canucks defenseman, Luke Shen. Gavrikov is not a bad option. But from what I understand, they were looking for a first-round draft pick, something along those lines. For a guy who's going to be a free agent, no thanks. I'm dead serious. Like, absolutely no thanks. You're asking a lot for a guy who, let's face it, he's going to be a free agent. Come on. Like, no thanks. The asking price may be too high, but man, oh my goodness. For, let's face it, and I'm going to wrap this up real quick because we're going to got a few more seconds. I'm not entirely certain that Gavrikov, based on the asking price, would be a fit. It sounds good. It really does. But the optics of it, in terms of being a fit, in terms of financially, and in terms of what the Bruins need, I'm not entirely convinced. If you have thoughts on this, call into the show at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. We're going to go on a break, the final break of the show. And I figure this time around, in the final segment, I'm going to give you my final thoughts on what has been a crazy day thus far in terms of the show, and as well as the way things have unfolded on my end. But I look forward to it. I look forward to this final segment of the show and begin to look forward to the next show that I'll be on here on 91.5 WMFO. Coming up next, final thoughts here in the Sugar Ray Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Mama could plow a field with one hand and chop a log just as well as a man. When it came to increasing disease resistance, that woman could lactate like nobody's business. Mama's nursing helped raise a healthy family. There's nothing she wouldn't do. She helped us kids get through with less risk for ear infections and respiratory illnesses. When I think of Mama, brings a tear to my eye. She gave from her heart or somewhere's nearby. Call 800-994-WOMAN or visit 4woman.gov to learn more. Or talk to your health care provider. See, babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to y'all by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. Y'all breastfeed now, you hear?
Look more jobs.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. It's 10:55 a.m., which means we're about 5 minutes away from Dance Music Express right here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And it's time to get a little bit of a preview of what's ahead on the show. What's going on? Like, what do you got planned for today?
I'm going to start off maybe with some funk, some soul. I'm thinking about that Tower of Power. What are you thinking about that?
I do not mind at all. I don't mind it at all. I'm actually a little, how do I put it? I guess I'm starting to feel a little bit of a crash of drinking a little too much iced coffee from Dunk's this morning, as I needed something to keep me, you know, hydrated during the show. As you're talking a lot for 2 hours, it's one of those things where, like, you just learn early on, like, you got to keep your voice fresh. Like, yeah, I'm very much aware. But yeah, it's been great to be back. Like, just with a couple minutes left of the show, it's hard to believe that next week will be March already. I know. It just feels as if we just rang in the new year, and now we're talking about, like, we're about to enter March.
I know. I'm glad we didn't get croaked with the snow, though.
Yet.
We did okay.
Yet.
A little snow, something's coming tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, I forgot about that. And I remember, like, seeing about it on Monday night, mm-hmm. that there was going to be some sort of a storm passing through tonight into tomorrow. So I just hope that it's enough to create accumulation. Like, I actually want some accumulation of snow, because we've had it easy this summer. This winter, rather. Excuse me. I'm thinking about summer already, but we've had it easy. Like, I thought it was going to be bad. Outside of that weekend where we were in that deep freeze, it's been relatively mild.
When it was 12 degrees below, actually, my heat went out in the house. So I woke up in the morning. Yeah, it was 32 degrees in my house, 12 degrees outside. So I went outside to get warm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I had to go out and see if the car would start. And sure enough, it did. Yeah. But now, hold on a minute. You want accumulation?
Yeah.
You want to lose your mind.
I've been lost my mind a long time ago. You're late to the party. But final thoughts here in the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO. Like, listen, I've lost my mind a long time ago, but what I haven't lost my mind to when it comes to just in terms of the local scene sports wise is that the next show that we do, it'll be March. Like, wow. Basically the first day of March, March 1st, next Wednesday.
Crazy.
So it's hilarious to me, because I was saying earlier in the show that March seems to be like the best time of year in sports. You got spring training that's in full effect. And I forgot to mention this. Forgive me, baseball fans. But the World Baseball Classic is coming up in about 2 weeks' time now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's – and then exhibition games for spring training start this weekend. So it's going to be good to be able to turn on the TV, watch, or maybe listen to some Red Sox like spring training games. And as well as maybe listen to, if you like listening to the games on radio or whatever, it's going to be good to be able to do that again. And as well as, you know, like, look forward to March Madness. I don't know if you or how many people love to watch March Madness or do the brackets and whatnot. I personally haven't done the brackets in quite some time, but I just might make an exception this year. Just might. But we shall see. But we are entering what I think is going to be a very busy and exciting spring ahead. Mm-hmm. Bruins and Celtics got potential to actually win it all this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my pipe dream for this region and this city, to experience both of Bruins and Celtics to win it all at the same time, which hasn't happened ever,
mm-hmm.
which is remarkable to think about it. Like, the Celtics and Bruins never won a championship in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time for everything. But also, in conclusion, I'm ready to wear shorts again. I know, random, out of left field. I'm ready to wear shorts again. I'm kind of tired of wearing, like, winter clothes. I kind of want to wear, like, a hoodie and shorts.
Yeah.
Like, I actually kind of miss that.
Yeah.
I know last week there was a chance to do that, but I wasn't going to risk it.
Yeah, it was nice last week.
It was.
I was going to take the motorcycle out, and I said, I don't know.
Go out for a nice little ride to Castle Island. It would have been a perfect day to do it.
I know, absolutely, definitely, I know.
Oh, for sure. But that is going to wrap it up for me here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Dance Music Express is starting up in a matter of seconds. So do not go anywhere. It's been a blast to be here with you in studio. So keep it locked in. Dance Music Express starts now.